since the deregulation by this regime, which means that government has no control over the prices in the industry, especially in the downstream. Unfortunately, because of the economic situation of the country now, it has not been a full deregulation as it's supposed to be, because, you know, we are importing PMS into the country. The landing cost of PMS per liter in Nigeria are above 1,000 naira, but the prices at the petrol station is still around 600, 650, which is below the actual cost price. And the owners of the truck, they've been on fixed freight rate for the origin of this product. Most of these products are taken by truck from the depot or the refinery to the filling station. So the haulagers, the owner of the trucks, who are the employers of the petrol tanker driver, are the ones that decided not to release their truck for operations. As long as they are not releasing their trucks for operations, the petrol tanker drivers cannot work. So it's actually not the workers that are on strike, but the owners of the trucks are the ones that withdrew the trucks from the road, protesting the inadequacy of the freight rate. They said the business is not sustainable with the current freight rate they are giving them. So actually, we are not on strike. It is the owners, Nigerian Association of Road Transport Owners, the owners of the truck that decided not to make available their truck for drivers to drive.
So who do you think can provide solution?
I just came back from a meeting now with the federal government. The Minister of State for Petroleum invited the Nigerian Association of Road Transport Owners, invited NUPE, that is Nigerian Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers, of which I'm the general secretary, and of which petrol tanker driver is a branch of. We just left the meeting. The meeting will continue tomorrow. We have told them the major marketers will come around tomorrow, so there will be further discussion and negotiation. TOTA is one of them. TOTA is offering an increment already, which is not satisfactory to the owners of the truck. The Nigerian National Petroleum Company, a retail outlet of NNPC, is also going to be that. They are also offering some amount of money. And I think the negotiation and discussion will continue tomorrow by 2.
Economically, things were already not going well. What is the impact of this strike on commercial activity in Nigeria?
Yeah, the problem is about panic buying, because I believe that there are well, in the station, and one day, 2 days shouldn't have so much impact. The products that are in the depot, in the stations, will be getting dry. But hopefully, I'm very sure that solution will be found tomorrow.